a towering civil rights figure, has died. Bob Moses' father was a janitor who gave him books. Bob became an intellectual 25-year-old with a degree in philosophy from Harvard, who taught at a private school in New York. But when he began to follow newspaper accounts of sit-ins in the South, decided he had to go there.
I mean, it was dramatic in the sense that I was there the summer before the Freedom Rides in 1960 and came back in the summer of 61 after the rides had landed. And the difference in just how a young kid would look at me walking the street, right? I mean, they knew I wasn't from their little town.
But they came to know Bob Moses. He became a leader in voter registration drives and later saw math as a tool for struggling communities, founding the Algebra Project. Not as well known as Martin Luther King, certainly, or others, he was a hero to many, including the president of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, Freeman Hrubowski, a mathematician himself. President Hrubowski, a personal loss for you. We're very sorry. And remind us why he was your hero.
Sure. Here's a man who was living in New York in a very privileged situation, who realized that he was needed around the country. He goes to Mississippi to register voters. And he's someone who understood the power of education to make a difference, to transform lives. And he went and spent his life doing just that, first in civil rights, and then making this amazing connection between civil rights and mathematics.
Well, I want to stay with his early 60s work, because while he maybe didn't sit in at the lunch counter, what he did do, and you mentioned voter registration, was teach young African-Americans how to pass what were incredibly stringent voter literacy tests. I mean, that's where he saw his power. And later in 64, he helped organize the Mississippi Freedom Summer Project. This was bringing hundreds of white college student volunteers to help with that voter drive. And of course, three of them, Michael Schwerner, James Cheney, and Andrew Goodman, were murdered. I mean, he himself, Bob Moses, was assaulted. So talk more about that.
Right. I mean, he was someone who was well-educated and who understood that he needed to help people to learn to think critically. So when you talk about helping with voter registration and dealing with literacy tests, you're talking about somebody who's teaching. And most important, he was preparing people to pass those tests and to go and register, and bringing people from other parts of the country to understand the challenges that Black people in the South were facing.
Yeah, and a great danger, as we just underscored.
Exactly. And keep in mind that he was not somebody simply in a classroom. He was somebody who was being physically damaged as a result of everything from having been hit in the head with a knife handle all the way to being in a car where people had been shot. So he was of great courage and at the same time was very understated. There was nothing glitzy about Bob Moses. He was brain power and compassion.
Talk about the Algebra Project. This is connecting students to daily tasks that might translate into math. And talk about it.
Anybody, I'm a mathematician, anybody in STEM has to get goosebumps thinking about Bob Moses making the connection between mathematics and life. And that's what he was doing. He was understanding that if children didn't get the basic algebraic skills and skills before the algebra in order to consider what they might want to do in life, they would be left out of so many opportunities. And so he was bringing innovation to algebra in a special way and saying that Black people can do algebra, Black people can do mathematics at a time when so many Americans still today will say, I can't do math. His message for all Americans was, yes, you can do math, and math can help you to succeed in life.
Yeah. By the way, can you give us an example of how,
I mean, when you think about, you think just today, if we're interviewing for 15 minutes from 11:15 until 11:30, and my next interview starts at 11:45, how much time do I have between the interviews? I mean, the idea of thinking about real life problems and being able to use math calculations to solve and to figure out what you're going to do is the absolute best of math literacy. It is believing that being able to read and think critically will be a part of problem solving, whether in math or in life, the Algebra Project.
Doing voter registration himself, bringing hundreds of young whites who would follow him anywhere to the South, where some lost their lives. He inspired yes. that. And teaching kids through math, big life.
Yes. And he taught us how to think critically and how to imagine the possibilities. Nobody had talked about Blacks in math before, or Americans in math, and the connection of civil rights and math. As a child leader in the civil rights movement myself in Birmingham, it was the math and listening to Dr. King that led me to know how important it is for children to be empowered to solve problems. That's what Bob Moses did. He inspired me and so many other people.
That's Freeman Hrubowski, a mathematician and president of the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, reflecting on his friend and hero, as he said, the civil rights icon Bob Moses, who died yesterday. Freeman, President Hrubowski, thank you so much.
Thank you.